I'm glad you're here. So again, welcome to the Half Marathon Information Meeting. And thank you so much again for taking time out of the day to focus on your health. I know you're all pretty busy. And I hope you can hear me well. For some reason, if you can't, please just send me an email. I'm going to start just by introducing myself. I know most of you know me, but I'll take just a few moments for that. And then I'll talk about the benefits of running and training for a half marathon and introduce my coaching philosophy, the gear requirements, and go over the training and information and details, pricing, paperwork, and all that information. So there's a lot to cover this morning, and then, like I said, I'll open up questions at the end. So we'll just start. And in terms of an introduction to me, well, you all know I was born and raised in Nairobi, Kenya. So Nairobi is the capital of Kenya. There are lots of athletic folks around, lots of runners, as you all know. Also, a lot of soccer players, rugby players, and it's just a really beautiful place to grow up. And during my last visit there, there are just tons of people walking everywhere and just lots of activity. I actually grew up very athletic and was involved in some kind of sport throughout my childhood. I grew up swimming and biking, playing hockey, doing track and field events, and some cross country. And thanks to my parents for getting me enrolled in a school that actually provided me the opportunity to be involved in so much. But one of the things I enjoyed the most from doing all the activities I did was just being able to travel around, hang out with my friends and teammates, and learn a bunch of just different things that I probably wouldn't have had access to if I wasn't as involved in sports. I also realized, even as I was younger, that being involved in sports helped keep me engaged and helped me do really well in school, sleep well, and deal with some of the stressors in my life. It also led me to lots of adventures on bikes with my best friend and just all kinds of fun childhood activities. And as I've grown up, I've always participated in some sort of physical activity and found, again, like that it's just been one of the best things in terms of dealing with stress, having a balanced life mentally and physically. And as I moved further, you know, into adulthood, I actually stopped swimming competitively, which was the main sport I did for quite a while, because I wasn't enjoying the competition much anymore, and just moved to kind of maintaining my health and activity level and just staying active. And as many of you know, I'm also a psychologist, and throughout grad school would always find a way to fit in, sorry for that, I was having a momentary phone issue here. So I always found a way to fit in swimming, running, you know, and all hiking, being outdoors. And I really became a believer that you can fit in activity, or I can fit in activity no matter how busy I am. And that's one of the things I love doing, is really helping people figure out how to be active even when you're really busy and it feels like a difficult thing to do. So I ended up buying my first road bike in 2003 while I was doing my pre-doctoral internship, and just fell in love again even more with being outdoors, learning about California, seeing way more of it than I had in the past 3 years. Just by being able to bike, finding new running trails while I was biking, and just got hooked again. So once I finished graduate school and got licensed in 2005 as a psychologist, I decided to try doing triathlon, since I was doing all three activities. And again, like then fell in love with the endurance aspect of sports and just being able to do really long distances. And I ended up getting my coaching certification through USA Track and Field and USA Triathlon, so I could learn more about the sports and also so that I could help teach people how to engage in these sports. And because of the link with psychology and also my awareness of how important the mental aspects are in terms of any sort of running, distance running or triathlon, I just was really, it felt like a natural move to get certified in the coaching. And let's see. So, and I've also been really committed, as many of you know, to working with children and families and also adults in helping people live healthier lives, become more active physically, and, you know, again, just to figure out how to really incorporate sports and athletics in people's lives, even when you don't think of yourself as an athlete necessarily, or even when you've had negative experiences with sports or just feeling like that just wasn't your thing. So I've really enjoyed that work I've done with overweight kids and their families, and have hosted and organized some triathlons and bike rides and different events for young people and families. And I've also coached adults, as I said, for running events primarily. So the other thing that I do have access to through sort of my own personal endurance events and training, and also through the network of coaches I'm connected to because of my certifications. I do have access to hundreds of coaches across the country. So if any questions ever come from you to me that I don't know, I'm very happy to tell you I'm not sure, and I'll get back to you and just connect with the resources and the other coaches I know to get that information to you. So, I did forget to mention that in terms of the mental process of getting through a race and getting through training and being able to organize yourself to be able to do all that, like that's a pretty amazing process, and I think it can apply to everyone's lives outside of the sport in terms of just organizing for goals and having fun through the process, even through the ups and downs. So I pay a lot of attention to the whole process, also of commitment to doing an event that you want to do. So that is a brief-ish introduction to me, and I'm just going to jump now into why you should run. Why is running a great thing to do, and why should you train for a half marathon? And so I'll talk a little about the benefits of running. And many of you probably know some of these things or all of them, and there are way more benefits than I'm going to mention today. But here are just a few. So one of the things is running improves cardiovascular health, making your heart work more efficiently. It also increases the good cholesterol and lowers the bad cholesterol. It decreases body fat and stabilizes weight. And there have been some studies that show running is a little more effective in this regard than some other aerobic type exercise. It decreases it reduces high blood pressure. It improves joint health by actually strengthening your bones and actually using your joints, which sometimes we don't do as much if we tend to sit a lot for work or if we aren't as active. It improves your fitness level. It improves your sense of accomplishment. And again, I can't highlight this enough. Once you've trained yourself for something, have committed to it, and done it, even during the moments when you're not necessarily feeling like doing it. And maybe even by the time you get to the event, sometimes doubt creeps up that you could actually do something like this. And it's amazing because you will do it, and it's just an amazing feeling. So running endurance sport also strengthens muscles, helps them work more efficiently. It improves your mood, releases all the endorphins. And again, anytime I'm crabby or just stressed or overworked, I go out and exercise and feel much better, like instantly. At least by the time I get home, I'm glad I went, even if I didn't want to go. Like I said, it reduces stress and can also be really meditative for many people, especially with the distance running. It builds a sense of community, and this is kind of an interesting thing since you can run by on your own, and you will do probably a few runs on your own. But it's also fun to run with other people, to be able to talk, helps you keep your pace. And during the races, I mean, it's amazing to show up to a race and have thousands of people all there doing the same thing, and just feeling like you're a part of that community is really a great feeling. And it also builds confidence and self-esteem, knowing that especially if you haven't done events like this and you set your mind to do it and see yourself doing it, sort of lets you know that there are a lot of things in life that you can do if you really set your mind to it and plan and get support, it's all possible. And the last benefit I'm going to mention is just that being outside, not in a gym, and being able to breathe the air, see all the beautiful things that we miss a lot when we're driving or when we're just in our heads, is just like probably the number one benefit, just seeing where we live and what's out there and what we take for granted sometimes. So those are a few benefits. And I'll jump quickly to the coaching philosophy that I have. And these are just a few things that are the foundation of what I do when I coach folks. And the first thing is making the experience fun. So, you know, I'll make it fun because as adults, it's actually rare that we get to play or just enjoy ourselves. Everything can be so serious and so structured. So I like to find ways to work in the play, even if we will have structure. But just remembering that as children, we really enjoyed to play, and as adults, I think life just became too serious for many of us. So even as we do a structured sort of activity, there'll be a lot of play. And you can remind me about adding this in if it gets too serious at some point, because I am an adult and sometimes forget to play. So that's the base of what I will do. And for many people also, I think sometimes people don't think running can be fun, so we'll be working on how it is actually fun. And since running is also inherently natural, most children, I'd say all kids actually begin running once they can walk or move. So my goal is to get people to running naturally and actually discovering that it's a pretty natural thing to do, even if maybe you haven't done it for a while. Also starting from where people are. Everyone I've talked to, everyone's at a different level. So I'll work with you from where you are. Some people may want to just work on getting back into having some form of activity in their lives. Some people want to increase speed or improve on their speed. Some want to just do the event and have that as an accomplishment. And, you know, some folks just want to challenge themselves, build structure into their lives. Some just want to walk the event. And, you know, I'll basically tailor their training to where you're starting from and help everyone build a really strong base so that your endurance can improve, and then we can focus on some of the individual aspects that you may want. Obviously, I'm always focusing on keeping things safe, preventing injuries, so again, starting from where you are. And this is one important thing. I think some of you, hopefully all of you, would have gone online and filled out the intake form. I've seen some of them. But if you haven't done that, please, please do that, because it's important for me to know if there are any health concerns. And if there are any health concerns, just giving your doctor a quick call and getting a clearance from them or talking with them about the plan for this, because I do want to keep everyone healthy and safe. And then just the other two points in terms of the philosophy I'd like to have, I have or like to pay attention to, is focusing on finding what your strengths are. So, you know, you may find that you're actually, if you haven't run in a while, you may find that you're actually really strong. You can keep going forever. You may find that you're faster than you think, or that you actually enjoy it more than you think, or that you just have a mental toughness that gets you through any rough spots on in the events, or that you're really great at encouraging teammates or anyone else who may be working out with you. So we'll be focusing on building on those strengths and also really building the mental skills to enjoy the run, to enjoy the community, the outdoors, conversation, and also enjoying your body and seeing what it can do for you, basically, and really being able to appreciate that and really be in your body. It's hard to run and not realize or appreciate the fact that your body is taking you and your mind is taking you on this amazing journey. You couldn't do it without either one. So, and the bottom line is that we can all run or walk, and it's just what we can do. So getting everyone back to that. So I'm going to switch over to the gear section. So this is just the third part on gear. I like to have a show and tell, but what I will do once people have decided and signed up is I'll send you an information sheet with the gear that you need. I'll just go over it real quick on the phone and send you the gear handouts on email once you're signed up. And the resources on the list I have are actually local to the Bay Area. I know some of you are in other parts of the country. Some of the resources I have are national stores, but if you do sign up with me, I can also help you find some good running stores in your area, so I can do that too. So just let me know if that's something you'd want some help with. Okay, so in terms of the gear, one of the great things about running is you really don't need much, and technically you actually don't need anything at all. People have run barefoot for a million years and just in whatever they were wearing. But in terms of our running, since most of us are probably used to wearing shoes, the main thing that you'd need is a good pair of running shoes. And any running store will be able to watch you walk, watch your stride, help you find a shoe that fits really well, and that is your basic necessity there. I know I just mentioned barefoot running. There's a lot more research lately on this, but, you know, like I said, it's best to start with shoes. The positive thing, though, about running barefoot is that it just gets you to run more gently and more comfortably, sort of more naturally, because you're more aware if you're hurting yourself than you would be sometimes if you're wearing shoes. But I will work with you on how to run efficiently and effectively with shoes, and if anyone is dying to learn how to run barefoot, you know, we can talk separately about that and how to kind of work up to that. But I'd suggest buying the shoes. And so other gear that you need would just be, again, from any athletic store, also from some of the other resources I listed, getting a good pair of running shorts or running skirts. They have places for keys, and they're just really great material, so there's no rubbing, and they wick sweat really well, so you're not damp or wet. And they're, you can get a shirt from there, good pair of running socks, sports bras that are comfortable, and water bottles that you can carry with you. I simply just get like a plastic water bottle and carry it, but running stores and runners have all types of equipment. You can get as fancy as you want with a race with the belts that have the water bottles on them. I don't have that. I just carry a bottle. And I think that's it. It's good to carry a piece of paper either in a plastic bag or like a Ziploc bag or just even saran wrapped. Or you can buy like a little pocket ID that has a place where you can write your emergency information, especially when you're running on your own, just in case something happens, and also that has your insurance information on it. Or if you have allergies, it's a good place to carry Benadryl or your allergy meds or an EpiPen, especially if it's insect allergies. So, yes, so those are the main things. I also mentioned nipple guards because some people get rubbing on the shirt, so they have those in stores so that you're not uncomfortable.